Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And for the last time, no Craig, boo, but we have found out that he's not dead, which is nice. So we've confirmed that. And he will be here for the next pod, which is nice. Bless his little face. But until then, we are here to review Game Week 14, talk who scored big, who didn't, who you should have picked, who you should pick for Game Week 15. Also, we've got all your social media questions in segment two, and we will very much so be talking about Sergio Aguero, the naughty little sausage.
He is a naughty sausage.
He is a naughty sausage, isn't he?
Before that, so if anybody's new, or anybody who's just started listening in the last few weeks...
What, since we won an award, mate?
Since somebody won an award. Yeah. The regular format is, there's me, FPL genius, Tom, who is actually an award winner, an award-winning stand-up comedian,
correct,
and is actually really good. So if you ever get a chance to see him, well worth it.
Cheers, thanks very much.
And
better than my agent.
Exactly, and Craig, who is a TV personality, sort of writer.
Slash sex symbol.
Yeah, and he's a TV writer and, I don't know, worker. Not of the sex variety.
Sex worker. So he's a TV sex worker. He has sex with celebrities for money.
He's a TV professional. But so he's been working on I'm a Celebrity.
Mm.
And before that, he was doing Coach Trip and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's been away for the last few weeks. Normally he presents the show, so it's much more professional. Really. Yeah. He's incredibly good. He won an award.
He actually did. I don't know if we've spoke about this recently, certainly, but he won like BBC broadcaster, student broadcaster of the year.
He won BBC, I was looking at it, he won something like BBC student sports broadcaster.
Okay,
but
yes.
But also won like best broadcaster overall as well.
Did he? Wow.
So he's like amazing. Proper legit.
So there we go. So yeah, if you have been listening since we won the award, then it is usually better than it currently is at the moment, but...
Yeah, more like pretentious sausage news and stuff. Okay, who is very good, and he does a column for Yamaha every week.
He does, and for the Odds Bible and stuff. So yeah, no, it is good. But Ash, let's bloody talk game week 15, mate. Very briefly, before we go on to, you know, the results and stuff, just in a couple of words, how was it for you?
Oh, it was quite good. It was interesting, wasn't it? I mean, there were some fixtures that were better than others. I am a West Ham fan, who most people will know, and we didn't have the best game. We'll get comes out later, so that was a thing.
But well, I'm an Arsenal fan, so obviously we funked you, and it was amazing. But I'm still so bitter about what's happened, because it's just FPL now has taken over my life so much, and it was so bad, and it put me in such a bad mood that I kept having to like remind myself and put things into perspective. That it's not that bad. Like, I kept having to think of like things like poor children at Christmas and stuff, just to think, come on, FPL's not all,
amazing. Because my wife, has got Sanchez as her captain, and she's crushing me. And the whole way through the game, she was going, so is it bad to want your captain to score another goal?
Yeah. Oh, girl, what? So she's a West Ham fan as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's anymore.
Exactly. But, well, let's do some blood. I mean, I'm furious. I'm not going to lie to you. But until we go into depth about how furious I am, let's do some bloody results, mate.
So, first game up.
Yeah, City-Chelsea. I mean, this really is the catalyst for most of the talk on the podcast this week because, and we will get to it, but, I mean, Sergio Aguero.
I didn't think.
Holy moly.
I mean, it's definitely not good if you captained him.
No.
And I had him on.
Which I didn't.
No, but were you playing him the same as me?
I was playing him, mate, yeah.
So that's a good minus one point we made for 14 million bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't think, talking football-wise, I didn't think the tackle was that bad.
Do you know what? It wasn't as bad as matey for United. What's his tits?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was worse. That was two-footed. That was malicious. Don't get me wrong. The Aguero tackle was naughty, right?
But a little bit naughty.
What's his knob? Well, there we go. Fill out your gaffer tapes bingo. I've already said what's his tits and got someone's name wrong. Yeah, he's got a name, isn't he, the guy? But do you know what I mean? In the Everton game, he went in double-footed. That was fucking naughty.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aguero, terrible.
It was sort of like any UFC fans here. Do you remember that Anderson Silva when he was like absolutely smashing everybody up in UFC?
Oh, and he got beaten by that guy.
In Pride.
And the guy went in with a heel hook.
It was very much like
he jumped up, took like half his leg, took him down, and then submitted him. Yeah. That's not going to mean anything to 99.9% of our listeners.
But anybody who saw the anybody who saw the tackle will see yeah. that scissors.
It is like that, yeah.
He went either side of his leg. He didn't go into his foot.
No.
Leg, so I don't think
it
was bad.
It was high, but yeah, like I say, it was put into perspective, I felt, by the United thing, who I'm sure we'll look up and then talk about in segment two.
So we should I think we should start a petition for him to get his four-game ban rescinded, and if anything, get given a few extra bonus points.
See, I quite like the fact that he's now...
Dead.
No, that he's banned for four games. I like it because it sort of it makes everyone, because everyone's fucking got him. Like 50% of everyone's got him. I like the fact that he's gone now, so it's like some people will get rid of him, some people will keep him. The people that do get rid of him, you know, who are they going to buy? So it kind of levels out the playing field a little bit, I think. And this is where smart decisions can, you know, help you rise like the proverbial salmon.
Nice.
For Gaffer Tapes Bingo.
I think it could be quite a good time then. I know they don't play in the same position, obviously.
Yeah.
But to go for De Bruyne, because I've said it a few times before, I think Man City looks so much better when only one of the two of them play. Okay. I don't know what it is about the way they play. But so with him gone, I guess they're going to put Iheanacho or someone up front?
Well, we do have many a question in the second section about that, which we will address. The game itself, you know, if you add Aguero, as most people do, you know, minus 1 point if you captained him, like a hell of a lot of people did, minus 2 points. But the points are coming in from Costa and Hazard again.
Definitely, if you're not on the Costa bandwagon.
Yeah, well, you will be now, surely.
Yeah, gotta be.
Surely that's the swap. It's either Costa or Kane. Yeah, but like I say, we'll get to that officially.
So, Chelsea, generally speaking, are just ripping up, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they did look pretty good. And the fact that Aguero blanked, I mean, he did score a couple last week, but he's going to be out, including it's the Arsenal game as well.
Oh, really?
It's like four Premier League games, I think.
Yeah, that's big trouble.
So that's great. And like I say, we will be getting to that in a little bit more depth, because it is such a big talking point. Every time it happens, it happened last... it's happened this season already, hasn't it?
I don't know if he got suspended or...
No, he got suspended.
Because he's on four, because you get +1 every time, don't you?
So he did. He got suspended, and there was a thing, everyone saying, nah, I'm keeping him, and, you know...
Because three games you can live with, but four...
For me, three games. I mean, I got rid of him last time, spread the money around, and then thought, fuck, I can't get it back.
Yeah.
So if you give yourself a little escape clause... And which I think if a lot of people buy Sanchez, they will do, because it's essentially a straight swap. You might have to change a striker, but you can then get it back just a 4 point hit. Because obviously Sanchez is so expensive and doing so well, as we will get to. But the second game was Palace 3, Southampton 0. Benteke scores a brace and just puts a little nail in my coffin there.
It's a weird one, because a couple of times I've not picked him at all this season.
Mm.
But Fraser Forster, when he came through, when he started getting picked again, was like miracle pick. Remember last season? It was like, he was the man.
Miracle pick. He is the man.
And then, so for them to lose 3-0, and he done fucked up.
Yeah.
The first goal.
Oh, that was where, muffed it, yeah.
Absolutely, it's cool. I'll just give it to Benteke an inch away from our goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, I mean, the fact that even Benteke could score from there, unreal.
He'd done two goals.
He'd done a couple of goals, didn't he? He'd done two bloody scores. He scored two in the posts. Yeah, couldn't do it for, like, I don't know, the 7-8 weeks that I fucking had him. But as soon as I've got rid of him, he scored 3 in 2 games, so...
Yeah.
And a couple of assists. Absolutely furious.
And super painfully, Tompkins scored.
Tompkins.
He scored a couple now, and, we let him go. West Ham let him go. Like, not annoying at all.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your FPL fantasy team. Football team. And I thought that's quite pretentious to say we. It's like, well, he takes it seriously. Yeah, I've got an assistant coach. All my mates are involved.
And also, Austin... Didn't do anything.
A lot of people have been sticking him in. I think they fancied him against Palace. But Palace are doing all right. I think Pardew's sort of breathing a bit. You know, he's got a bit of breathing room, hasn't he?
They had lost their previous 6 games.
No, did they?
Yeah.
I thought they draw the last game. No, they lost 5-4 to bloody Swansea.
Yeah. But they have, sluts. In a way, they have sort of crept under the radar. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and talking of Swansea conceding five.
Fuck me.
Next game, Spurs 5, Swansea 0. And Harry Kane has made a huge statement there. He wants that Aguero spot in the FPL teams, I'm thinking. So, I mean, 11 mil, Harry Kane. Cut the goals. He's on penners.
He's on penners, yeah.
He's on penners.
They're playing Spider Keeper. He's in goal.
He's, yeah. He was looking all right in that that game. He kind of came along for that second one, just like...
Both of them really was like goal poultry.
Goal poultry.
Goal poultry.
Chicken. Yeah. Chicken goal scorers.
Goal poacher-esque, weren't
they? It was. Yeah, he literally took it off some, didn't he? Just,
I guess that's what you want, though, isn't it? From like, that's his whole business, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Very much like the, we'll get to it, but the Andy Carroll goal. Just perfect. What you need. It's what England need, exactly. But yeah, Son scores again and gets some points. Kane Eriksen, you know, I think he scored last game as well.
He didn't score anything like it this week, but last week he scored a fucking thunder bastard.
Yeah. Absolute thunder bastard. I like the jizz of them. I like the gist of them. It's looking good. I think Kane potentially is a decent pick from now on. And I think, you know, like I say, we will address it officially. We will address it officially. But yeah, I think you can't go wrong really with Kane. And if you've got the Aguero money, you could potentially spread it round to Kane and Costa.
They haven't got the Tottenham's games coming up, aren't they? Too bad either. Like Man United, Hull Burnley,
Southampton, Watford.
Not too bad.
That's decent. That's very decent. Compared to Chelsea. Yeah, but it's nothing compared to Chelsea's. If you're trying to pick between the two.
Oh my God.
Costa and Kane. Chelsea have got West Brom, Sunderland, Palace, Bournemouth, Stoke.
Wow.
Jizz on my legs. That is intense.
I don't think I've got a single Chelsea pass. That's good.
No, I have. I've started building it up a little bit now. But the next game, talking of Stoke, is was Stoke Burnley. Nothing really going on for me points wise. I had Joe Allen is back and didn't do anything.
Oh yeah,
absolute fucking helmet. Goals from Munesa.
I can't.
Is that right?
Well, it'll do.
What was?
I can't imagine too many people. Oh, probably some people had Arnautović for the assist.
Yeah.
That's probably about it from that game, I would have thought. And probably not too many people got anyone from Burnley. Maybe Burnley's keeper, which might be a little bit painful.
I didn't. I've shipped out all them snags. Yeah. Next game. What's happened to Leicester?
Fuck, right? Enough.
We say it every week. We go, what the fuck's happened? So my big tip for last week, and one of the reasons that my week has been so bad, was that I bought in Mahrez. I thought, we spoke about it last week. I was like, he's on penalties. He's been looking all right. He has been scoring. And you know, I've been watching the games and he's looked busy. And I was like, oh, you know, nearly got an assist there. Maybe it's worth it. They're playing Sunderland. They lost 2-1. The champions lose 2-1 to Sunderland. Okachani or something ends up scoring. Defoe, still so on form.
He is on a tear.
And that's another thing. If you want to get rid of Aguero and stick someone in form in, Defoe is half the price of Aguero.
If from the start of the season you'd picked your team, you'd done like my wife does and picked it on a theme, and you just picked horrible
hobbits. We can say hobbits. If you just pick hobbits and you start Defoe in.
And you'd pick Defoe and Costa right at the start.
Oh.
You'd be laughing.
You would be laughing, yeah. So Defoe scores again. Yeah, so get rid of Aguero, stick Defoe in, and you've got a shitload of money.
That's true.
Pop Sanchez in, or Hazard or someone.
Yeah.
It's there, man.
We were doing a fantasy Champions League podcast, Leicester would be the talk of the town.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Has Vardy been scoring in the Champions League?
I know he hasn't scored in 16. I don't know if it implies the Champions League or not.
Oh, okay, because he's literally scored 2 or 3 Premier League goals. That's it. We said it last week on the pod.
Yeah.
He's only scored about 3 times in the Premier League.
I'm sure he hadn't scored in 16 games, so it must be.
Maybe it's all competitions.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are their goals coming from? Okachani, obviously.
Yeah, well, Mahrez penalties is the only thing I can literally ever remember them scoring.
Yeah, see, that was my big thing. I was like, yeah, stick the lad in, you know. It just didn't work. Absolutely fucking furious about that. It was awful. West Brom Watford, Pereira gets sent off. The little sausage.
Oh, what was that? Can you remember?
Pereira. No, I did watch it. I can't remember what it was now.
No, I can't remember either.
A bit of a naughty,
Something naughty. I do remember Rondon not scoring, even though they won 3-1.
Oh, was he your captain again?
He was, but so I was like, the good theory, I don't mind if your captain doesn't score any points, as long as the theory was solid.
Okay.
West Brom won 3-1. You got their striker.
Okay.
He doesn't score, but you pick the right, you got the result.
Not really convinced about that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That is a thing. Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't know that was actually a thing, yeah.
Oh, it's like if they'd lost 2-0,
yeah,
then it was just a terrible decision, wasn't it?
Mm.
I mean, he didn't score any points, which is like, so he's not done anything, but at least you have a sound theory.
Mm. I've just realised we've scooted over Leicester. And what happens when we read out Leicester? We do the most famous, most sought after, mentioned on Wikipedia.
Officially. I didn't realise that us speaking about Leicester, was when it came in.
That's literally what happens. We talk about Leicester and I go, talking of Leicester, now it's time for the biggest feature on British broadcasting. Mentioned on Wikipedia, on our Wikipedia page. It is indeed, Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Where's Wallace?
Well done.
I caught you by surprise there.
Wallace is just having some fun before training.
So he looks very much like he's actually in training. Having some fun before training with a football in my training kit on the training pitch.
Yeah, it's just that he's got a smile on his face. Yeah. Just before, he just does a couple of keepy uppies and they'll go, oh, bloody Wallace, we love you. Bloody nutter.
I think they need to fucking get me the team, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah. I'm really upset for him, to be fair. Now, are we going to talk about it in depth, Ash?
Nope.
Ash versus Tom, West Ham versus Arsenal, 5-1, and Sanchez, who I got rid of 2 weeks ago, haunts me again. And like I said, I was so angry, I kept having to think of things that were like, I mean, absolute tragedies in life just to get me through it, because it annoyed me so much. Sanchez scores a hat-trick. He scored 2 last week and an assist. He got an assist this week. I mean, the amount of points that I've missed out on by getting rid of fucking Sanchez.
There must be... there definitely will be some Arsenal fans who are more loyal than you listening to the podcast.
Look at that. It's nothing to do with loyalty. Because I got rid of him and brought in Giroud. It was Sanchez, Benteke out, Giroud and... Mahrez. Oh, no, it wasn't. No, it was Coutinho, but then I had to fucking get rid of him because he died. The twat.
But imagine, easy for you to imagine you're an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, very easy.
And you've captain Sanchez.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's ever happened. There must be someone somewhere who triple captained him, who's an Arsenal fan, listens to this podcast.
God, don't.
Who's like,
oh God, if I had a time machine. I think that every Saturday, I think, oh God, imagine if I had a time. I mean, if I had a time machine, I'd go back and win the lottery 10 times. Probably wouldn't be worried about FPL, to be fair. Wouldn't be going, must go back and triple captain Sanchez. But, you know, I probably would do that as well. So win the lottery and be brilliant at FPL.
So do you
I'd
think,
have all the chicks.
Do you think now... Oh, someone must ask this in the Twitter bit.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll save it. I'm not even going to ask you.
Was it about wet ears and sausages or... No,
it's not.
Talking of Coutinho, a cross between Courtois and Coutinho. Talking of Coutinho's Liverpool.
What were we talking about?
I think I mentioned him a second ago. Trying to segue shit. It's the sort of stuff Craig does. Bournemouth 4, Liverpool 3 might be the best game. I mean, for fucking ages. That was amazing.
That was a good one.
So good. So obviously Coutinho, there was no Coutinho. Firmino did play.
But obviously he did nothing.
Mane looked good.
So... if you captained Liverpool,
is that possible to captain just an entire team? Do you know a cheat?
Have you never done that?
I've never done that.
You know you can.
Yeah, you can captain just the team. Amazing! the team captain chip.
Yeah.
The secret hidden invisible key team captain chip. Amazing!
The fourth one they choose this season.
Yeah.
If you used your fourth chip to captain Liverpool, or you just regular captained Firmino.
Oh, there we go. That's what you meant.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad decision.
What? Because they won? Or because he was busy? Or do you know what I mean? I'm not convinced. I mean, Mane looked amazing. Origi looked good.
He did, actually. That goal was good, wasn't it?
But we did all the running. Bournemouth players, literally every Bournemouth player that scored, I've had them at one point this season. Just got rid of them. Cook, I got rid of about 4 weeks ago. Aki, Callum Wilson, just scoring penalty after penalty. He's looking...
Didn't you quite literally tip him last week?
I don't know.
I remember you said...
Maybe it was a week before. But yeah. A bloody good looking fella as well.
Really?
Bloody good looking fella, yeah. Very, very attractive. Might be taken over because obviously with Pella out of
The
Premier League, you know. There is a space going. as me heart throb up there with Giroud. But yeah, so, I mean, amazing. If you saw that game, fuck me. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was really good. Wilshere played well as well.
Speaking of games that were amazing.
Yeah. Everton won, United won. So, United, dog shit. But Ibra scores again. He's getting a bit prolific now. Oh, what do you think? Because obviously, at the start of the season, the big conundrum was Aguero or Ibrahimovic. We were saying that for weeks before the season started. We were going, which ones you have? You can't have both. Which ones you have? And it was very, very tied. And at one point, Ibrahimovic had more, was a higher percent picked than Aguero. Now there's no Aguero. I don't know if people are jumping on the Ibrahimovic bandwagon.
They're another one. They've got a load of easy games coming up. They've got one difficult one. They've got Tottenham next.
Mm.
But then, is Ibrahimovic a good match for Tottenham? Probably, like a big defender. There's not going to be a big striker.
Tottenham defence is pretty fucking solid, though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So it could be that United are just sort of limited to crosses into the box.
Mm.
I could see him scoring. It's not like Tottenham are impervious to goals.
His goal was quite. Essentially just Stick Ellenberg, the old cheese boy, or the wolf, whichever one he is. Came out and it did cross the line.
Well, after about, it was pretty good. It was like off the post. I don't know. It's actually Stekelenburg had a shocker.
Yeah.
And so did
Liverpool keeper.
Yeah.
Their second keeper, whatever his name is.
And Mignolet's replacement.
Yeah.
Had about his fifth shocking game in a row.
Goggins or something.
Goggin box.
Cockers.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting that the two, although it's not Mignolet, it's his replacement. But it's all together, you know what I mean?
All just in a big melting pot, isn't it?
Yeah, mediocrity.
Baines with the penalty, great on the spot kicks, really. Got some bonus points, but yeah, nothing really doing. But, I mean, Ibrahimovic, probably a great shout, even, you know, as average as United are drawn again, you know, it might be worth the Ibrahimovic shout with their relatively decent...
I feel like if anybody scores, it's going to have to be him, isn't it? So
yeah, exactly. It's not worth it. Yeah. The final game, Borough 1, Hull 0. Doesn't really do much for anyone's fantasy football teams, I wouldn't have thought, except for mine, because I've got Borough defender. 6 points, please.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
The standard Middlesbrough 1-0. Craig said it ages ago.
Yeah.
See how, when Craig says something, I give him credit for it.
Mm. That's very nice of you. Very nice of you.
Every one of their games is 1-0 either way.
Yeah.
It's good, actually, because if they play someone good, it's not like Burnley or somebody, well, you know, not Burnley or West Ham or anyone.
Yeah.
You think, oh, this could be 10-0. Every Burnley game, you're quite confident it's going to be 1-0 either way.
Mm.
So, those were all the league results.
Yes.
What about our league?
What about our bloody league? Well, thanks for asking, Ash. The Gaffer Tapes League, we're up to about 1,300 teams now. And here is the very bloody cream of the crop. It's the top 10. And we've got a couple of new names in it, which is exciting because mostly I can't pronounce the names that are usually in the league.
Just a quick look over the league first. The score of the top 10.
Yeah.
I bet there's only one of those teams that hasn't got Sanchez as captain.
Maybe.
Because every one of them scored over 90 points, I bet.
That would be interesting. That's very true. Yeah. Like all of them, bar one, scored over 90 points.
Yeah.
So in at number 10, this is a new one, Leeds Legends, David Lee.
Davo.
Bloody good lad. Number 9, Trappist 1, Sam Burr.
The fact colon got me. I said it was a kind of beer.
Ah.
But he said, technically, it's the type of monk that brews it or some such.
Ah, so, he should know.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to Ian Stimson, the fact colon. In at number 8, 0, Praven Sidhu. Number 7, Green Elephants, Gary John Afrikaner, which sounds new. Number 6, all these have gone up, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. They've all gone up into the top 10. Santiago Bernabeu CF, Mark Byrne. Number 5, gone down a little bit, St. Halsenhelter, Eric Borander. Number 4, J. Crew United, Michael Shadow. Number 3, BTSTU, Mitch Maynard. Number 2, he's gone down. He was top of the league. He's been top for so bloody long. Good Kante, Harry Strout. And number 1, top of the Gaffer Tapes League, NRW trademark, Nissant Mohanan. Hell, that is a massive
score. So how many points is he on?
876. Literally can't read. Yeah, mental. So there's your top 10. That's the big boys. And now we'll just do our positions. Ash, you're still at the top, mate. I'm not going to build up any kind of suspense to see if I've... you've actually went up. 615, 12-click wanker, right? Me, I dropped nearly 200 places this week.
So how are we 300 places apart? You were literally ahead of me a week ago.
I was... That's mental. No, week before last, I was ahead of you. Last week, I was about 2 points behind you. I had such a bad week. I ended on like 20 points or something.
Fuck.
It's literally the worst thing that's ever happened. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm so gutted.
I didn't realise.
I've been having to think about like kids dying and stuff to like bring myself back up. Give myself a little bit of something, you know. But yeah, I'm 816th, mate. 16 click wanker. The only thing making me feel a little bit better about that is little Craigie's position. Because he's 1013th. Checked his team again, and he did make some changes. So,
but
do not let being in the bloody I'm a Celebrity jungle be any kind of excuse.
Don't count him out.
Don't. No, definitely not. Fuck me. You can if I can fall 200 places in 1 week. You know.
Yeah.
Eat. So can he. Then we will do some other notable people in the Gaffer Tapes League, including Mr. Dominic Bloody Monaghan, lovely little Dommy face, 327th. He went up a lot. He's now just a 6-click wanker. He's smashed it.
Lucky smashed him it. That he's getting fed directly our best tips.
Yeah,
he gets exactly. The top cream of the crop, yeah, super secret.
He gets
tips.
Yeah, he gets all the Twitter DMs. He gets all that stuff. And ladies and gentlemen. Little inside exclusive that we'll mention now. On the 8th of December, which may be the day that you're listening to it. It may be tomorrow, if you know. But whenever it is, it's Dominic Monaghan's 40th birthday, 8th of December. So I think we should all send him a tweet and we should send him some kind of congratulatory, message and just say happy bloody birthday, Dominic Monaghan, you know.
I think you should send him the league pick.
Yeah.
Pin.
The league pick pin.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, pin on your dick time.
Oh, well, I mean, I wasn't going there, but now you said it.
Oh, God. I think it'd be nice. Yeah, why not?
Another one.
Yeah. So, yeah, everyone tweet Dom happy birthday on the 8th of December because we love him. He's wonderful. And then in the second biggest feature on British radio, it's time for Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. We can reveal that Tom Davis from Murder in Successville is 910th in the Gaffer Tapes League. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 383rd in the Gaffer Tapes League.
I'm starting to think that they're beef.
Yeah, it's not really evident. I don't think it that either of them are into it, to be honest.
No, it's like...
We could maybe start a little beef forum, you know, go, oh, he called your twat. He said your mum's hair smells of biscuits or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Just get something out of him. And then finally, just before we go to our break, it's time for Crammer versus Crammer. Things are hotting up. Yeah, this has usually been a little bit of a throwaway segment, but recently this is quite exciting.
Who last week? Someone had completed fantasy football. Someone was 64th in the league last week, weren't they? Who it was?
It wasn't any of these.
Was it Guy Hamilton?
No, it was. No, Guy Hamilton was about 15. By the way, Guy Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen, is like, I did check this out. Guy Hamilton, win a date with Guy Hamilton, our favourite guy, is 154th now. He's gone down, he was top 10. He's now gone down to 154th. That's how bad this FPL week were for some people. He's, like me, gone down like 150 places. I don't know who it was, but we can reveal that Erin Cram, the wife, is 64th in the Gaffer Tapes League, and she was beating Mark, the husband, aka her husband. But now, wait for it, he's 63rd. There's 1 point in it, and he's gone ahead.
But
incredible.
She's winning.
But she's 64th, yeah, because Ash's got this weird thing about...
But, I mean, that is better.
Yeah.
That is better.
That is better. thus concludes our first section,
done.
Ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in segment two. To do all your social media questions. We've got tweets and emails. And then we will be back after that in segment three, where we're going to preview game week 15. But until then, we will see you in a couple of minutes.
Tom, I've got some bad news, buddy.
What is it, mate? Is it Craig's gambling addiction or the lump on your testicles?
Enough about the lump. It's worse.
Wow.
We've run out of money for beer and White Russians.
You are kidding me.
Zero fundage.
Damn.
I had an idea.
Okay. What is it?
I've set us up a Patreon page.
What the bloody hell is Patreon, Ash?
Glad you asked. If people were to go to patreon.com/thegaffertape,
wow,
they could subscribe and give us a little bit of money, just like a dollar or whatever.
A dollar!
Every episode. And then we'd be able to afford the beer and the white Russians that keep us going.
That's incredible. I can't believe it. What all you need to do is go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes to give us like a little bit of money for making a bloody award-winning podcast.
Exactly. And then there's like rewards they can get. And we've set some goals. And if we manage to get a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like 5,000 monies.
Imagine 5,000 monies.
We're going to do Neil versus Real on ice.
No way.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom.
Ahoy.
And sadly not Craig, who's in the jungle, who may be flying back
very soon. I think he's in transit as we speak.
All planey and that.
All planey and stuff.
In this section, we are going to answer all your social media questions, whether they're via email, not really social media, old school social media, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, any of those. We're going to answer them.
Post. I still want a letter. I would bloody love a letter.
We did actually get a letter, didn't we? Mentioned it last week. No, what's the
name? Oh, no, we got a... Yeah, we did get someone in the post.
But wasn't there... Did not put a question in it?
There wasn't a question, no. There was just a lovely handwritten note all the way from Scandinavia, which was lovely.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, that counts. But yeah, we have been receiving many a tweet. A lot of them have been Aguero-related, and we will get to those. In a section that we like to call Tweets for My Tweet.
Don't ask me.
Correct. Aguero-related tweets. We got one from The General FPL, at FPL General. He said, Kane, Ibra, or Costa to replace Kuhn? ? We also got a tweet from Edward Brumhead when we said, what are, you know, FPL managers going to do now Aguero's buggered off for, like, four games? He said, Sell, and then rebuy before/during the fourth match to get in before the price rises and everyone buys him back, which I thought was amazing. And then we got another tweet from Adam Race. He said, I'm tempted by Ian Nacho's in for Aguero. What do you reckon? He always gets goals when played. Thanks, friends. Let's divulge those because they're all kind of in the same ballpark in the kind of amalgamation there.
Definitely in the same sphere.
Spherical.
So, Kane, Ibra, Costa to replace Aguero. Or basically Adam Race is saying, or Iheanacho.
Yeah, but you know what? So I remember back when Aguero was...
Suspended before.
Iheanacho, Mr. Nachos. Yeah, he was the guy I said, wow.
Is he the talk of the town?
Yeah, he was fantastic. He really, and who's the other guy? Was there another one? Was there another City player? No, maybe it was just Iheanacho. Yeah, he was the one to have because I think he pretty much scored in every game that Aguero wasn't in. Yeah. So, and that's going to be so cheap.
I guess the only thing is, of those, so you've got United, Tottenham, Chelsea, or Man City if you bring in Iheanacho.
Yeah.
Arguably, City are probably in the worst form of all of them.
True. And, well, I don't know, United.
Yeah, but then they're just getting their players back, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whereas you're talking about bringing in a second string striker. But then I'll say, like I said earlier, maybe him and De Bruyne got more of a special relationship.
Okay.
So who would you pick out of three? Who are you arguing?
Do you know what?
Pick?
I do have to do this, and it was going to be Costa, potentially Kane, but the more I think about it, I'm with Adam Race, I'm with the
Iheanacho
racial discrimination.
Could.
Race hate. yeah, I fancy that because it's going to be so cheap, and the amount of money you're going to have, you're going to be left with about 7 mil.
You could then use that money to get in old Sanch.
My personal problem is that I can't bring myself to bring him back 2 weeks after. and admit defeat. I'm thinking I need to now treat everything as a differential and try and... I just said the word differential and Ashley's just sighed. I feel like I'd just be admitting defeat if I had to bring Sanchez back in, just like everyone else. So I'm going to look at other avenues, but I like the idea of Iheanacho because who else is going to play out front for City, really?
Yeah, agreed.
Or maybe Gundogan. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Gundogan.
I think maybe. He's in this as a midfielder.
Yeah, I know. But he does potentially play forward a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Might be worth it. But I do like Edward Brumhead's thing of, yeah, get rid of him, but bringing him back at the right time, before all the money sort of changes. So, you know, before or during the fourth match of his ban. Yeah, that might be a shout. So yeah, I personally fancy Iheanacho. Well, what about you then? Kane, Costa, Ibra, even?
It's either going to be either Kane or, depending on what the finances are, Iheanacho with Sanchez. Okay. So I don't think personally I've got any Arsenal players, if I'm mistaken.
Really?
I might have a defender.
Because to be fair, Aguero's so expensive that you could. You could bring in Kane and still have 2 mil.
Oh, but then
you
again,
you can bring in Costa. You know, barring his potential injury, which we will get to, but you could bring in Costa and have over 2 mil.
Yeah, maybe we're doing this all wrong actually, because really anybody with a good score has had Costa in from the start.
Maybe
just get Costa.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take any risks.
Yeah, to be fair, he's been more of a mainstay.
Yeah,
you know. But talking of mainstays, I've always said that Lukaku is a mainstay, and I'm now not happy with him, nor is new tweeter Iker Nacenta. Iker Nacenta tweeted us. Sounds like potentially one of the Scandinavian invasion, I don't know.
Ikenru is his Twitter handle.
Oh, okay, right, good. I thought you'd had a stroke, I'm not going to lie to you. Thought you'd had a stroke. He said, who can replace Lukaku? For me, I think this is pretty straightforward. Now, what I'm thinking with Lukaku, so I'm always thinking money. Get rid of Lukaku. I'm thinking Defoe. Defoe's in huge form. He's about the second, I think now, most informed striker. Is that about, 7.7 mil, Defoe? I'm thinking, get rid of Lukaku, get Defoe in, and bank a bit of money.
I've just seen who, this is a rare thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to back the Defoe purchase.
Really?
So you know it's got
who's the turncoat hobbit now? Fucking hell.
So you know things have got into a dire situation.
Yeah.
But I've just seen their next fixture.
Go on.
They have got Swansea.
Yeah.
So their fixtures aren't that good coming up over the next 5 or 6 weeks. But they're sort of alternate fixtures, good and bad. Okay. So you could get him in.
Swansea, Chelsea, Watford, United, Burnley. So, do you know what? But even so, are going to score against Chelsea, it'll be Defoe. If they are going to score against United, and it's very likely they will because everyone seems to score against United, it's going to be Defoe.
He's sort of immune to the fixtures, I agree, yeah.
I tell you what, going back and sort of putting a couple of things together, if you got rid of Aguero and put Defoe in, you're looking at about...
Defoe's quite expensive, though, isn't
he? No, 7.7. Ooh. And Aguero, 13, so, you know, do the math.
Cash. Yeah.
That is cash money profit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you know what? No, to answer your... Thanks for tweeting us, Ika. But, yeah, I like Defoe for Lukaku, mate. Another new tweeter. Go on. You read this one, mate. The top one.
Okay. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Adhiraj Lath LFC.
Yep.
We'll go for that.
He says, gaff tapes to keep Arsenal defenders or Tottenham ones. That's a good question.
We both disagreed about this because I said Arsenal, you said Tottenham. They've both got really good fixtures coming up.
Yes.
I'm thinking, well, Arsenal's next is Stoke, then Everton, then City without Aguero. That's our next three. Spurs, next three is United, then Hull and Burnley. It's pretty much like for like, I'd say,
Spurs,
isn't it?
Spurs, I say.
Spurs? Personally, I haven't got any Arsenal defenders. I do have Spurs, and yeah, it's pretty decent points for Tongan, Walker.
I guess it depends whether you're going for like wing backs in the hope they're going to get some points or clean sheets. I think in real life, Tottenham have got the better defence.
Maybe clean sheets, Tottenham, if you want. Yeah, because Shelny scores.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. So Arsenal are worth some points.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. Joe Bloom, our old friend Joe Bloomy. We actually got a tweet a couple of weeks ago. I completely forgot about it. Someone saying, whatever happened to the guy who read out the Famous Five anecdote, not anecdote, passage from a lovely Ina Blot and Famous Five book at the end of the podcast. That's Joe Bloom. At Joe Bloomy, he just tweeted us. He said, which is the must-have, Kane or Sanchez? Or will it simply be point chasing? Question mark. And then he said chicken nuggets, which I don't quite know why, but why not? He's got a lovely northern voice. Kane or Sanchez, if you had to pick. I'm going to say Kane because I had Sanchez and lost him. And it's infuriated me. It's ruined the last fortnight.
So did they... Have they started playing Kane? Have they started just playing Sanchez on his own up front?
Yeah, Giroud didn't get a minute last game. So, I mean, yeah, Sanchez is essentially just a striker at the moment.
If that continues, then Sanchez.
I'm hoping Giroud comes back because I brought him in and he got fuck all.
Yeah, I think it's so difficult to say. I'm hoping. The thing is, Kane's slightly cheaper, isn't he? I would say if you could...
I think, no. If you're going to... Is it? Oh, yeah, so Kane's 11 and Sanchez is about 11 points.
Oh, is it that close?
Yeah, it's close. Oh, wow. I'm guessing... That's just a guess that Sanchez is about 11.4.
Oh, I'm still in the world where Sanchez is like 13 and Kane's 8. So.
No. Kane's 11 mil. You're literally talking about three seasons ago.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably when you came like 83rd in the world as well. That season. Yeah, maybe. Personally, Kane, I think that is more of a differential pick. And I know that's going to make Ash angry, but I do think that Kane, personally, I think people will eventually get on the Kane bandwagon, whereas everyone's already on the Sanchez one, and there's only just going to be more people clambering on it. And like we say, Arsenal and Tottenham have both got decent fixtures. Kane's on penalties. Go Kane, Bloomo. Go Kane. That's what I say. Then we had a tweet, again, I believe, from another tweet, a new tweeter, and by the looks of it, a one from the Scandinavian Invasion. He says, it's Magnus Westerland at Magwes. He says, is Costa injured? Because as we speak, Costa is yellow on the FPL game. He's actually also orange on the app, I think, which I noticed they're often slightly different. Because I'll look at mine and mine's yellow, and someone will tweet us their balls and someone's orange. Oh. I think that's weird. But at the moment, as we speak, Tuesday night, when we record the pod,
Tom looked at his watch.
Costa is yellow. So what we did, we asked FPL injury expert Ben Dinnery. If you don't follow him on Twitter, get on that, at Ben Dinnery. We said, what's the deal with Costa? And Ben Dinnery replied, and he said, Costa was assessed yesterday, given a day off on Sunday. He's waiting for an update, but not aware of any serious issue.
Well, this is classic Costa because he's always yellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Costa's just always yellow. Jaundice. Just ignore it.
Probably a bit of jaundice about him, the lad. Probably all the hate inside him manifests as jaundice.
Oh, like maybe similar to, might explain why his face is all. Like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Oh, it's the hate. Yeah. It's just manifested in his face and it's destroying him physically. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the dark side, essentially. We worked it out. The problem with Costa is the dark side. Ben Dinnery knows his business. Like, he literally is like a freelance injury specialist. Check him out. Honestly, we've said it before, if you're an FPL fan, follow Ben Dinnery at Ben Dinnery on Twitter, because he literally get all your injury stuff from him.
So we had another tweet that I didn't really understand. Maybe you could answer it in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
The Fantasy Football Scout messaged us and said, at the Gaff Tapes, where's Tom Daly? I don't understand. So Tom Daly, the high board, the high diver.
I'm assuming that FF Scout, he meant Tom Davis.
I had to figure that out. Okay, yeah.
So what people that just listen to the podcast and don't follow us on Twitter might not know is that we spoke to Tom Davis, and Tom Davis was actually going to come on two episodes ago. He was going to come on as a guest, and very last minute we were looking, and he was filming until late, so he didn't come on. So we'd advertised him and said, tonight on the podcast, Tom Davis, yay! From Murder and Successful. Just like to put that disclaimer there in case they thought Tom Davis not from Murder and Successful was coming on. I think
we should have got him in,
just advertise it and then he comes on. And so I'm assuming FF Scout got it slightly wrong. Where is Tom Daly? I did reply to him and just said, I don't know, probably hanging off a diving board somewhere.
Unless he got the whole thing wrong. and thought the whole time thought Tom Daley was coming on the podcast.
Oh, I got really excited.
Maybe Tom Daly's a big fantasy football fan.
Maybe he is. I tell you what, if Tom Daly wants to come on,
yeah,
come on, mate.
Welcome.
Bring your trunks.
Teach us a thing or two.
Teach us a thing or two about diving.
Correct.
There's some kind of sex joke there, but we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. And then finally, he checks the time before he reads the tweet. We've got just enough time. We got one from our friend, Ryan Fantasy Yermar. Lovely Ryan, who came on last week and was a fantastic guest. Eric had so much good feedback about it because he's got such a wonderful voice about him, hasn't he?
Yes.
Very lovely way about him. Irish charm. He said, question, with Aguero out for 4 games, did Tom get into the nightclub after shitting in his hand and did they put an entry stamp on the same hand?
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
This falls into the realms of tweets I didn't understand. I just saw it beep up on my phone, read it, and just locked my phone, threw my phone in a cupboard.
So I manned the Gaffer Tapes Twitter and I was very angry about my terrible FPL week and stuff. And on Saturday, after Sanchez had scored the hat-trick against West Ham, I said, getting rid of Sanchez is the worst decision I've ever made and I once shit in my hand on the way to a nightclub. Didn't think anything about it. I thought it was a relatively funny tweet. We had so many people say, want to hear that story on the podcast?
I presume that was just like, oh, since the time I shat on my cornflakes. Like,
yeah.
Just like a, I don't know, like a fantasical thing you say.
Yes. I mean, it did actually happen. So I was, let's paint the picture. I was 17 years old. I'd been drinking all day. I used to work at Marks and Spencer's in a warehouse and I used to finish at midday.
Didn't know any of this.
No. Well, it was a long time ago. It's about 13 years ago. you worked at Marks and Spencer's? I thought we told each other everything. I started drinking it about midday. It got to, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night. Fucking hammered. And I was walking down the road with some mates on the way to a club. I can't believe I'm telling this. We've won the award now, it's fine. yes, and I was walking down the road and I had a bit of a, for potentially dicky stomach, maybe. So I kind of, as I was about to fart, I kind of like parted the bum cheeks, parted the old cheeky O's, just for the potential, you know, just in case anything happened. And it did very much so happen in me and. In my hand, I was actually on the phone to another mate, right? In my right hand, but it just lightly pebble dash me left hand, and then kind of I'm so sorry, Mum. I kind of like just sort of threw it on the pavement, and my mate on the phone heard it hit the floor.
Oh my God!
He thought I'd fallen over.
Oh,
he went, "Are you all right?" I went, "Yeah, that's fine." So what I did, so before we went to the club, actually, we went into this karaoke bar. You know, the Heart and Garter in Windsor. It used to be a karaoke bar.
Oh, right.
I walked in, and I went up, and I
what?
Before I washed my hand, I put my request in to sing karaoke. Went to the toilet, washed my hand, realised it with a little bit was in my trousers. I pulled my trousers and pants. I don't know why I'm saying this. I pulled my trousers and pants down and just had a gentleman's wash in the sink. Right, some bloke come in. I was just half naked, just like that, washing. He went, "All right." Just having a bit of an accident. He went, "We're all lads here." Right. I ended up having to flush me, or attempt to flush me, my pants down the toilet. Went back out and I thought, I've got to go. I'm just literally covered in shit. And as I was about to go, I said to my mate, I went, boys, I'm going to have to shoot home quickly. And as I walked out, they went, and next up on karaoke is Tom to sing Guns N' Roses, November Rain, which is a 9-minute song. I got up and sang November Rain, absolutely smashed it. Great song. Did that for 9 minutes, and they recorded it and give you a little tape afterwards.
Shut up.
Right? And I didn't remember any of this. The next day, I had this little tape, put it in, and you can hear me going, in the cold November rain. Gary, I've shit myself! Gary, I've actually shit myself! And then I just looked down and I was still wearing the trousers with shit in. So anyway, that's that. So Tommy's classic anecdote. We had someone tweeted us the other day and went, can Tom tell the Manahan anecdote again from like about a year ago? So
on the plus
don't
side,
need to. I'm anecdoting out now. Go on.
And plus, you know how I stole the Lee Sharp anecdote?
Go on. You going to steal that one?
Definitely not.
No.
There is zero chance. Although maybe in like two pod seasons time, yeah, I'll be like, no, remember the one where you went into Burger King?
Yeah, and just shit in a Big Mac and then went, all right, Ian, I'm shit in a Big Mac. And then Ian ate it and then won like the lottery. But ladies and gentlemen, thus concludes our middle segment. We will be back in section three, hopefully, if there's like
definitely not.
If the what is it, Broadcasting Standards Association don't close us down and take our awards back. But yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Just to remind anybody, that is the kind of interesting anecdote you can get if you're one of our Patreon Gold subscribers.
Yeah,
definitely that should be a reward.
Yeah, if you pay a lot of money, then I will personally phone you up and give you an anecdote. one anecdote a week. Imagine that. Tommy's anecdote a week for just like £5 a week or something. It'd be amazing. But yeah, thank you very much. And we will be back in segment three.
Hi chaps, Don Monahan here. Oh, sorry, excuse me, I should say, hi award-winning chaps, Don Monahan here. Congratulations, sincerely. I thought Atletico Mintz was going to win, the legend that is Bob Mortimer, but you guys do a hilarious podcast and very informative and very funny, and I think you guys are brilliant, so congratulations to you both. Don't think, I guess the three of you, although Tom's not there, is he? Don't think that you've peaked at this point. Don't think that in terms of your broadcasting, podcasting career, that that's it. You need to capitalize on this success now. I expect next year for you to win two or three. Best podcast, best comedic performance in a bad podcast, and best arsehole. That one goes to Tom. I have a question for you guys. It actually links directly to my life at the moment, so I wondered if Ash could help me out with this. Ashley, Lord Ashley of Poddoom. What would you do, Ash, if you had 2 weeks running where you could not check or make changes to your fantasy football team? I'm going away tomorrow on Wednesday to drink ayahuasca for 2 weeks, and I'll be away for two running Saturdays. So what I've done is I've selected the captain that I think will work best. But in terms of your bench, in terms of your team selection, do you just let it all hang out there? Basically pull your balls out and see if anyone wants to smash them around while you're away? Who knows? Maybe it will play into my hands and I'll come back and have another 68-week run and continue to move up in the zero clicking of wankers. All right, let me know. Hope you guys are good. Congratulations again. Hope you celebrated with a martini, a champagne, and for Ash, maybe a Dubonnet and Coke. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Still with me, Ash. Still Tom.
Yep.
Still no Craig. Thanks to Dom fucking Monahan.
Oh, Dommy's back.
He sent us a voice clip, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. He's disappeared for a little bit.
He's been in the jungle of Canada.
He was in some kind of jungle and he's about to disappear off to a jungle again. Sends us a clip and, rather annoyingly, gets me and Craig mixed up.
But is it annoying? Because first of all, he thought you were in a jungle. But then, did he say that?
He thought I was away, and then went, arsehole, that's Tom. So I'm thinking, if he thinks I'm in the jungle, then I'm the one.
So maybe he thinks that
Craig's an arsehole.
Yeah, basically.
Because after I had a kid, he said congratulations to Craig for having a child. So, and no one knows about Craig's secret child, so there's no way he could have known about that. Slightly hurtful because I tell everyone that Dominic Monaghan is my best friend.
Although, did he not say that we were going to win the award for best arsehole? Leading on, unfortunately, from your previous story, I thought that could have been the link.
Okay, what to the story about my arsehole?
Exactly. I think maybe that was where, why.
That could have been good to have done that and gone, talking of arseholes, it's the time of shatting my hand.
I thought subliminally that might have been why you brought the story up.
Right, I see, maybe. But there was a question there. Dom is about to disappear for 2 weeks. Probably around his 40th bloody birthday.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's doing for
his birthday. Oh, he is. He's going to drink some ayahuasca in some kind of Peruvian jungle.
It's
for
just
birthday.
Like, the problem is, though, it's just such a typical question. Like, all the listeners are listening to this, yeah, and they're like, right, birthday's coming up. I'm going to a Peruvian jungle
for 2 weeks
to drink some mind-altering space juice. Is there going to be 3D reception or something like that? Probably not.
I did just look at his Twitter a moment ago, and he hasn't tweeted for a few days, so he's there. He's definitely there.
On a scale of 1 to ritual suicide, how upset are you going to be if he doesn't return?
Oh, definitely. Well, that was a question last week, wasn't it, about Dom? It was like, you know, well, I'm guessing that's why he tweeted us, because we were like, we haven't spoke to Dom since we won an award, and you know, he's here, so he obviously doesn't feel intimidated by our success. And he wanted Bob Waterman to win anyway, so fuck you, Dominic Monaghan. And I'm not Craig, you twat. No, we love Dom. He's genuinely my favourite person in the world. So let's answer his question to the best of our ability. AKA you, Ash, or Lord Ashley of Poddoom. Ash's little face, because Dom loves him, and he always like, oh, Ash, you're the best because you've got a Lord of the Rings tattoo. And like that. So yeah, answer his question, mate.
So you've got 2 plans here. Oh, you haven't, because this has probably come out too late, so you're in the jungle.
I'm thinking that. He's already there, isn't he?
Oh, shit. Bless him. So, there are 2 options. There's 1, is you set the team, bearing in mind the week after's fixtures. It's a minefield, because what if you pick up yellow injuries and stuff?
Yeah.
Or, I genuinely, it sounds like something I'm saying, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
You could just give your password to somebody and get them to set your team for the week after.
Really? You'd have to really fucking trust them.
You'd have to.
Oh, fuck me, you'd have to trust them.
Do you love anyone enough to trust
them? Oh, God.
Is there anybody? Dom is the only person you'd let do your team, isn't it?
And you'd have to create some kind of spreadsheet, like, if this happens, do this. If this happens, do this. If this happens, do this.
But wouldn't you just give your password to someone who's better at it than you?
No. Maybe. What I'd do is I would look ahead and I'd load up on, like, if it was this 2 weeks, so I'd load up on Arsenal, United. Yeah, but, you know, he might not have been around for the whole Aguero thing, so what do you do?
Exactly. But then it'll be right, because he'll turn red, so your next player will come in.
Your next player will come in, but then, you know, who have you got on the bench?
But really, you should pick your team based on their fixtures.
Look ahead.
So, either way.
And then when you get back, I mean, even take a few 8-point hit on that, because when you get back, you can have a couple of free substitutions.
That's true,
anyway. So, load up on that, I'd say.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much, Dom. Slightly hurt again, but you know, we'll get over it. We'll sort it out. Next time we go for a drink, you know, we will talk about that. Just before we preview game week 15, I would like to just very, very quickly, we forgot to do it in the last bit. Mike Kearney, who is a new listener, he sent us an email. I did also realise in his email handle that he's born in 92, so he's another email who was born in the 90s. We really want to snuff these guys out because they're too young.
Yeah.
They're making us feel old. But he did say that he's a new listener, and he said he loves the podcast, etc. But the crux of his email is that, oh, and he's 91st in the league, by the way. He joined our league and went straight into 91st. So,
one click
wanker, straight in as a little one click wanker, bless him. Basically, he said he wants to know if he should captain Costa or Hazard, as he says they're both in good form and both have a nice run of fixtures. Well, they will do because they play for the same team. But, and he said, basically, that the majority of people will end up captaining Costa, but he's like, should I then captain Hazard, brackets, or should I say H, because that will essentially be a differential. Ash has just raised his eyebrows and just started. He's not happy with the use of differential on this week's podcast. But do you know what? My double move will probably be Costa and Hazard this week. And I was having the same thought. Maybe I should captain Hazard over Costa, because it will be better points and everyone's going to go Costa captain this week.
So, Mike, if you are a very new listener and have never heard me go on a rant about differential, I don't think it exists, generally speaking. I know there are some...
believe in differential.
There are some cases where it is. Like, if you've got 2 defenders and one's really obscure and you think they're going to get the same amount of points, then you get him. But for stuff like this, captaining...
Yeah.
You just want to pick whoever in your heart thinks is going to get the most points.
If you think Hazard, in your heart! Stop bringing the heart into it!
If you think...
It's intense.
If you think Sanchez is going to get the most points or Hazard, pick them. Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you thought Hazard was going to get the most points, you'd have just captained him the first time. So what's the point of captaining him based on what other people are going to do?
Yeah.
Because if you think Costa's going to get the most points, but then you go against that to pick Hazard, it might go all right, but the chances
essentially,
but you're essentially fucking yourself over.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't go all right, then everybody's doubly further ahead than you were than they were before. So go with what you think it's going to be. Fuck the differential.
Go with your tit.
Go with your tits. Go balls out, tits in.
Balls out, tits in.
Flaps out.
Lovely. Balls out, tits in. Don't ruin it with crap. Right, there we go. Thanks very much for the lovely email. Yeah, don't forget to email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us @thegaffertapes. All your questions, etc. But now we're going to do game week 15 fixed jars.
Shit.
Preview the next game week. Anything looking at it as a whole now, anything that stands out to you?
Who are Swansea playing?
Okay.
We mentioned this earlier, didn't we?
Swansea are at home to Sunderland. Yes, so we said potentially Defoe there.
Yeah, the Hobbit. Or
if you're looking for Lukaku money, Defoe.
Yeah, or what's the Hobbit's mate that we always talk about?
Oh, yeah, Big Man.
Yeah,
Big Sausage.
Yeah, so if you know who we're talking about.
I think he's called Big Sausage.
Get Big Sausage.
Strong Sausage.
Strong Sausage.
Strong Sausage.
If you're a Patreon Platinum, there's a little thing
that
describes.
Yeah, you get a tiny little booklet if you, and it's just all everyone. Who's Strong
all
Sausage?
All the meta references.
I quite like Defoe there. For me, my tip for the week is going to be Mane, I think. No, not because they're playing the mighty West Ham. Is that what it is?
No, because they're not. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they are. Liverpool,
I've fallen into a classic trap.
Yeah.
Where I've got Liverpool and Liverpool's youth development team mixed up.
Right.
Because obviously
I'm going Liverpool. Yeah, I'm going Mane at Liverpool. He looked good at the weekend. I think because Coutinho's not playing, he might be as lively as he was previously.
God, that's a strong tip.
Yeah.
Because they've got so many Southampton players, that's who I was thinking. And I thought because they were playing against Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Classic.
Borough, I'm hoping another clean sheet for me, yeah.
Yeah, or it could be, well, it's going to be 1-0 either way.
With Gibson at the back for myself, yeah. I fancy, hopefully.
Oh, Liverpool there, but is a terrible fixture for West Ham.
Yeah.
That is classic.
Coming off a 5-1 lambasting.
And we get smashed by them every time. Mm.
Do you reckon?
Them and Everton, we've literally beat that three times. I've still got
Alan Banana, who had a few minutes the other day and got me a point. So hopefully he's going to get 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Against you boys.
Mane, good tip.
Mane, yeah, I like that. So go through the fixtures very quickly. Watford, Everton, hopefully Lukaku scores because I don't think I'm going to get rid of him this week. Arsenal Stoke, for me, is a big one. I think those that have Sanchez, I think captaining him, he's going to be the most captain player next week, game week 15, or rather this week, without a shadow of a doubt for me. Burnley, Bournemouth, hoping for a little Bournemouth clean sheet, potentially. Hull Palace, maybe. That could be another game for Benteke to score.
Yeah.
I think if you've stuck with Benteke, or if you've just brought him in again, I think, you might be all right there. Swansea, Sunderland, again, we've said. Your man.
Could still be, as well, Sigurdsson.
Sigurdsson, yeah. Well, yeah, because obviously, you know, a few weeks ago, you'd look at that and think, anyone at home to Sunderland are laughing. So, yeah, Sigurdsson, if you've got Sigurdsson, might be worth a little shout there because they are essentially still home to Sunderland. Leicester, the champions, are home to City. Yeah, I can't see him doing anything there.
It's just who knows. We'll
have to get rid of Mahrez. I brought him in for one fucking while. I'm bringing players in just for 1 week and then just fucking booting them out again. Annoying.
I think you should stick.
Stick.
Unless there's somebody.
Well, no, I'm thinking Aguero and Mahrez out, Costa and Hazard in.
I guess so. If you've got, because you've definitely got to get rid of Aguero. But generally, yeah. I think if you get someone in, unless something's happened to them,
I could just do the one. But then I think, Chelsea, like, as we were going to say, Chelsea playing Sunday against West Brom at home to West Brom. I just think Hazard will get more points than Mahrez. And if I don't do it, it's just going to be a pain in the tit. It's going to constantly eat away at my tits. Then United Spurs. What do you reckon there? Interesting one, I think. I think Spurs will beat them. It's at Old Trafford, though.
So it's 2 o'clock on a Sunday. So it's obviously one of them is playing in Europe during the week. Are they both in the Europa League, are they? I mean, Spurs were in the Champions League. Spurs have got Champions League. United have got Europa League.
Spurs are playing tonight or tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah. Wembley, aren't they?
Hmm.
But so Man United are probably playing in the Europa League.
I'd say so.
So maybe they'll be tired.
Okay. Oh,
Could be.
A little bit of insight there. You're like a regular Ben Dinnery there. Just tweet me. I'll tell you if they're tired or not. Out of 10. Southampton, Middlesbrough. As we said, yeah, I am fancy. Maybe a Middlesbrough clean sheet, but I don't know. I think if Southampton aren't going to score, if you've got Austin, might be 1-0 worth a shout.
1-0 Southampton, Austin to score.
Yeah.
Be worth a fiver. It's not bad, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, it always is. When you call one fixture, you usually get it right. So there you go. Stick a fiver on that. It's like the Gaffer Gambler back again.
Oh, yeah.
That's also mentioned on Wikipedia as well. And then the final fixture, as we said, Liverpool, West Ham. I'm throwing me eggs in the Mane basket. As far as FPL tips go, I don't think I'm going to be able to bring him in. Although I could bring Mane in instead of Hazard. That might happen. And I'll still have a little bit of money left. I think, we'll see.
Yeah. That's quite a good idea, actually, is to just bring some random Liverpool player in. Just that is my advice.
Yeah.
Just like one, forget Firmino.
Origi looked good.
Yeah, just bring in one of their random players gets 6 points every week.
And it might be good this week particularly because Coutinho is likely to be out as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You heard it here first. I think that's pretty good bloody stuff. What do you call it?
Analysis
and tips, which is essentially why we're here. We'd just like to say before we go to check out the Football Daily on YouTube. They're bloody good lads. We were chatting to them recently. We met them at the FBAs when we won a bloody award. And they have an amazing YouTube account, constantly updating videos, constantly really, really good content. They got an interview with Mourinho on there that I saw. But yeah, constantly uploading really, really good. A couple of videos a day. Really great football content. So get involved. The Football Daily on YouTube. Met them at the awards. Really, really, really nice blokes. Really funny lads. Funny, and Ash tried to woo them by buying a bottle of champagne for us all, didn't
he? We won. I was celebrating.
Yeah. And then we realised that me and you don't like champagne. Well, we both just went, that's not for us. No. And we just kind of gave it to them.
I like buying champagne. I like celebrating.
You did. You just disappeared. And I was like, where the fuck's Ash gone? I was like, I'm trying to woo these young lads with a massive YouTube account and loads of subscribers. And then he just come back with like a lovely tray and was like, hello. Champers, anyone? And then we all had some champagne. It was lovely.
The guy who, I don't know if he's what he is in their organisation, but he seems like the top guy.
Yeah.
It's basically you, but in a smarter suit.
And more attractive and younger. But that could have been me about 10 years ago. Yeah. We got on like a
house. I didn't check his hand.
No, that's true. Yeah. Have you shaken your hand, mate? You're exactly like me. Come with me. No, he was, he was great. We're just doing like David Brent impressions all night.
I came back and they were literally having a weird David Brent-a-thon.
And then we saw each other hung over on the train the next day and it wasn't quite the same. But check out the Football Daily on YouTube. They're great, great, lovely, lovely boys. And follow us on Twitter at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@TheGafferTapes. Get on our Patreon page, patreon.com/TheGafferTapes. Go on.
If you go on there, there's like tiers or whatever. Mm. Like if you can't, you don't have to turn
it. Is that just Craig in his gambling addiction just crying? Oh, give me.
Obviously, you don't have to support us. It's cool either way.
Yeah.
But they've got, there's different tiers. So you can, if you subscribe to a certain amount, you can, there's like stuff you can get or whatever. Yeah. Next week, we're not on, I don't think.
I don't think we're on next week. Basically, we're trying to work it because Ash is away in America. Craig is getting back within the next couple of days. Probably going to be a bit jet lagged. We're going to try and do a big Christmas episode. So yeah, bear with us if you don't have a podcast next week.
It'll probably be
sort of the week after, but there's funny game weeks. It's like this game week is Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th, but then there's another game week Wednesday and then Thursday. So yeah, bear with us. We'll keep you in the loop on Twitter as to when we're going to do a pod. But yeah, we're going to do a big Christmas pod in sort of maybe 10 days or 2 weeks time or so. And it'll be bloody lovely. We'll all have some eggnog.
Yes.
Yes. I like the idea of eggnog.
I got so distracted by the thought of eggnog.
Did you? I love the idea of eggnog. Don't even know what it is. Who knows? But yeah, lovely. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Say farewell, Ash.
Farewell, Lash.
Farewell, Ash. And thank you very much. And get us on social media. And it's always the last bit that falls apart, isn't it?
Thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.
Nailed it.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom.
Ahoy.
And sadly not Craig, obviously. Oh. We're here to answer your social media questions, tweets, emails, Facebook posts, Reddit. Neither of them, but mostly tweets.
Mostly.
So, first one. Who we got up? In general.
What? In a bloody segment?
Has it got a name, this segment?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it?
Oh my god, I mean, that's all I mean. This is the biggest shambles ever. Should we just cut our losses?